حي على الفلاح.
Now, the experience for most new Muslims generally goes like this. You know, when they take Shahada, you know, there's all the takbirs, there's all the euphoria, there's all the excitement, there's all the hugs, there's all the embraces. And then what happens after that massive high is often a crash. Because what do? In a lot of cases, a lot of us walk away. When someone becomes a Muslim, they're joining the biggest family in the world, and often they're looking for that particular family. In their time of need, after all of that initial euphoria and takbirs, they find, where is the community? And often people feel alone. And when you look at the lived experience of many people who convert to Islam and become new Muslims, sometimes they have family problems because their families are not prepared to accept their conversion to Islam. In other cases, they come with, you know, emotional problems, and they come with social problems. Sometimes it's unemployment, sometimes it's, you know, living in poverty. In other cases, it's cases where, you know, that they really want knowledge and understanding, and they want people to explain things to them. So we have to truly embrace new Muslims as members of our family and into our community. It's quite sad that we find many cases people become Muslim and they drop out of Islam. Sometimes they don't drop out completely, but they drop out of the Muslim community, and their whole experience becomes a negative experience with the Muslim community because they're not embraced. IslamWise is doing an amazing job by fulfilling the responsibility of the community in terms of supporting new Muslims. This is a project which is doing your job for you, because as I've been telling you, it is our responsibility to manage people who are new Muslims in our community, to support them in every single way. Don't turn your back on new Muslims.